Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tailored Talk. This is Sharice Taylor with Tailored For You Enterprises, your Take It to the Top coach. Today we are going to talk about how to declutter your workspace. How many of you are like, yes, please, Sharice, give me some tips on that? How many of you want tips on that? I'm sure that it is a challenge for a lot of business professionals, business career professionals, even entrepreneurs, especially if you are at a, if you have a home office. It can tend to be more of a challenge there sometimes than it can in an office building type of space. Just because you can be a little bit more psychologically at leisure, and so things may kind of get chaotic with kids' toys tossed here and there mixed in with that space. So it's very easy for it to get out of hand, whether it's at home, your office is at home, or it's in a traditional business space. So we have different types of business spaces. You may have your own office. A lot of us in corporate America have cubicles, or we call them stations. I think stations are a little bit different. The way that I see stations are more of the show the office, more of an open office area where everyone has a designated, again, maybe some bookshelves, or they have some space that is their own, but it's still kind of all melds together. But let's talk about how to declutter if you have clutter. And so we know what that is that there's a little bit of disarray around you. So you're not quite sure where certain papers are or certain folders and things of that nature. So you're not clear about where everything is. So the first thing that you want to do is just take a deep breath in. Go ahead and do it. Take a deep breath in. And exhale, let it out, take a deep breath in, very deeply, hold, two, three, let it out. Roll up your sleeves, take a seat at your desk, kind of case around, you know, very, you know, case, you know, every inch of that area. Look around, look under the desk, look on top of the desk, look at your drawers, your cabinets, look on your bookshelves, and just really slowly, this is important, slowly look around and assess the situation. That's number one. A couple of deep breaths and very slow, methodical assessment of your area, because once you do that, you want to start to decide where you are going to begin. Would it be better to begin on your bookshelves, get that sorted out so that you can use it as a place to sort? That's kind of what I'm thinking. If you have bookshelves available to you, if there's a certain side of your desk that's a little less cluttered, start with that side first, clear that out, but clear a space that's going to kind of serve as home base as you cipher through everything. And so, you know, begin at the place where there's the least clutter, where there is the least. And then whatever that place is on top of a file cabinet, inside of a file cabinet, that will kind of be your home base for sorting and kind of getting things in order. The second thing we want to do is we want to make sure that we have the essentials to bring this to pass, this project to pass. So you want to have at least a dozen manila folders and hanging file folders. You want to have maybe 3 to 4 3-ring binders. They don't have to be super large, but at least 3, 1.5, 2-inch 3-ring binders. because we're going to put some things in there. You might want to have just a few pocket folders, a few meaning maybe 3 to 5 pocket type of folders as well. And they can sometimes be paired with the 3-ring binders as well. So you want to have some essentials. You want to have a recycle bin close and a shredder and a trash can, because we're going to find all types of different things as we go through this declutter process. So recycle bin, trash can, shredder. You want to have your hanging folders, your manila folders. You want to also have the 3-ring binders as well. I think I went back through the whole list. But you want to have all of those things in place, maybe in a Rubbermaid bin or something like that, just as you need to get them. And so you want to start as best you can with larger things like book, magazines, mail that might be bulky, packages, things of that nature. Start off with the larger things so that can help to free up some of your space. So start with, organize, putting all the books up, maybe getting some bookends and sandwiching those together, getting them up on the shelf together. That's an important thing. Is there some mail, some office mail that is not really relevant, some old catalogs, some pitches for seminars, webinars, and things of that nature, subscriptions to different organizations? Cipher through that mail. And if it's not needed, go ahead and plop that in the recycle bin. Are there wrappers, food? Is there some food or some other unnecessary things that need to go into the trash? You might want to take a moment to go ahead and get that out of the way as well. And that's bad, too, because it attracts bugs. It attracts other little critters of the night that you may not want. I'm sure that you don't want in your workspace. But what we want to do then is to just one section at a time. If you want to start with your desk drawers and work your way out, but most people want to start with their desk, their main workspace, of which there's usually very little workspace available in all actuality. So paper, that's when we want to have the folders close by. Is this a piece of paper that you actually need to keep on hand? If it's not, if it has, sensitive information, numbers, names, then you want to definitely put that into the shredder and do away with it, get rid of it. If it's something that you need, put it in a designated folder. And those folders will be different for everybody. Just depends. Is this stuff for a particular training? Is this, stuff that you're going to need in the future? The other material that I didn't mention were like some of those in and out bins. It's good to have about 3 or 4 of those to kind of just shuffle things in very quickly as you're going through this process. That helped me. And, each piece of paper needs to be touched, hopefully only once. Is it something that you need to keep? Great. We need to decide what kind of file we're going to create for. Are they going to be, other pieces of paper very similar to them? Then, yes, you definitely want to start a file. Okay, these are manager meeting minutes that I want to keep a hold of for at least 12 months out at a time. So you might have a file for that. But the essence of this process, decluttering, is establishing a place for everything that you want to keep and putting everything in those places. So if there's a designated drawer that is going to be for paper clips, binder clips, pens and pencils, whiteout, etc., then have that be a certain area of your drawer. You can get little dividers, usually from Office Max, those office supply stores. Also, some of your big box stores like Walmart, Target, etc. will have those items as well. But you want to create a place for everything and make sure everything is in its place. One of the tips that I would have in regards to that is maybe, you know, sectioning. Sometimes you can section off with some colored tape. As I said, dividers, just so that you have peace of mind, you can go grab what you need to grab when you need to grab it. You know where that particular meeting minutes are, or that particular email or policy or what have you. You want to section all of that off. But here's the other key thing is that you don't want to keep your efforts from being in vain. Every day you need to assess at the end of the day. You don't want to ever leave your desk area messy, disheveled. You know, pretend like it's coming in for the white glove inspection, so to speak. But that everything is put away at the end of the day. What tends to happen is we leave stuff here, we leave a couple of things scattered there, and by weeks in, by months in, things just look in complete disarray. So just to sum this up here, because we're at the end of the broadcast, but you want to take a deep breath. You want to assess the situation. Start with the largest items first. Start with the largest items first. Make sure that you have your essentials, a wastebasket, a recycle bin, a shredder, manila folders with hanging file folders, a few three-ring binders, also just some two-pocket folders as well. You want to handle each piece of paper only one time, and it should go into one place. And so it has to be done, has to be maintained on a daily basis, but you can do it. You can win against the clutter. You definitely can win. We'll talk about this further. I hope that this has been helpful. I believe that it will be helpful if you will apply the tips that I have offered. And until next time, remember this, the best is yet to come. Take care. Bye-bye.